back in town, stomping around in my old stomping ground. Too much time away, I'm back to stay, but I ain't settling down. Tonight we'll burn it down, let's tear the roof off of this place. Tell everyone you know, they'll see a lot more of my face. On the road, doing it everybody's way, but my own. Good to be home. Been gone way too long. Sticking to my guns, making a good run, taking a right track. Hey, y'all, it's good to be back, yeah. Welcome, everyone. I've just begun the second half of the show. Was a pretty buddy, taught me some things I didn't know. Oh, yeah. I swear that I'm not through, too much to do before the end. And the best place to get started is right here with all of my friends. It's good to be here, long time no see, yeah. But I had to give it a go, to show the road, doing it everybody's way but my own. Making a good run, taking the right track. Hey, y'all, it's good to be back, yeah. Oh. I'm stone cold on the road, no one's gonna tell me no. Anybody wanna go, just grab a hold and say, yeah, 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 yeah.
So it's good to be back here, and sorry that we've been off air. I will be explaining here in a little bit, but there really isn't any explanation, but we will talk about it here in a little bit, okay? But we've been off air, and you've probably known that, and like I said, it is good to be back here, and I've missed you. If you would like to be a part of the program, and otherwise we won't have anything to talk about. So 347-327-9316. If you would like to call in, get a reading. It is Psychic Reading Friday, and so it would be nice to do some of those. 347-327-9316. While we're getting into the show, let's go ahead and pull a card for the show. And actually, I'm using a different deck today. I'm using my Color Guide card deck. And the card for today is sort of fitting since Easter is right around the corner. And it's the chocolate card. And on the bottom of the card, it says, nourish your body and soul. And right now, that's what I want to talk about, taking care of us. You know, a lot of times, you know, we just keep going and going and going and going and going. And we're not paying attention to us, to you and I. We're not paying attention to how our body's going, how we're feeling, how our emotions are, all of that stuff. And so today with the chocolate card popping in here, you know, Spirit saying, hey, look at yourself, nourish your body, take care of your soul. Be Because if you're not taking care of yourself, then who is? You know, and that's the one question I want to ask you today. Are you really focused on you? And a lot of times we're not focused on us. And the reason why we're not focused on us is because we really don't want to take that deep, hard look at ourselves sometimes. You know, and saying, hey, okay, if I look at myself, then I'm going to have to acknowledge that there are some issues. There are some things that maybe I don't like right now. There are some things that maybe, you know, don't line up to what I believe. And that's, you know, and that's hard sometimes. But today, you know, I would say really look at yourself. You know, it's really easy to look at everybody else and to point fingers at everybody else. But today, just take some time with you. Numero uno, you. And really just take that hard look. And if you're not where you want to be in life, if you're not where you think you should be, then, you know, who is going to get you there if you don't push yourself that way? You know, if you just sit around and you're going, well, you know, I'm not happy where I'm at. I feel stuck where I'm at. But you're not doing anything to get unstuck, then, you know, the question is why? You know, so that would be my question to you today, is if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling a little lost, who's going to get you out of that place is you. You know, I can do the best I can, and I can give you some information, and I can, you know, be here and cheer you on, but you are the one that is going to have to get back up and start taking those steps again and working that way, okay? Again, the call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316, and we have open lines at the moment, so if you would like to call in, you can. I know I haven't been on, and a lot of people might not even know that I'm on right now, so we're going just to stay on air and let Spirit lead us. I woke up this morning, and that's always a good thing, but I woke up this morning, and I've been battling, and I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit, but I woke up this morning, and Spirit said, hey, you know what, dust yourself off and go out and play some golf. I love frisbee golf. If you ever played frisbee golf, it's really fun. And I would recommend it. But I was out there today, and I had no intention on being on air today. And I was out there, and I was just, you know, breathing in the air, and all of a sudden, I just felt homesick. And what I mean by that is I miss you, and I miss this program. And I believe that Spirit's doing something through us. Through me, through you, through us. Yes, I'm the voice of the show, but you're the action behind the show. And what I mean by that is you're the ones that go out and change the world where you are. I can try to change the world where I'm at, but you're the ones that change the world where you are. And so we got to put that into action. So I was throwing the frisbee around, and all of a sudden I just thought, you know what? If we are going to move forward, then we got to move forward. You know, I could feel sorry for myself, and I could, you know, go over the long, long list of what I think is wrong with my life, but it's just the way I think. And I always talk on this program about how we change the way we think. And when we change the way we think, then we change everything. So the process started this morning, like I said, on the golf course. And I started thinking different. I thought, okay, what do I really love to do? What really helps me get out of the funk that I sometimes get in? And the one thing that helps me get out of that funk is right here. It's this program. It's you. You might never call in here, but I can feel your presence, and I know that you're there, and I know that you're going, Michael, come on. And it's a learning process. I talked to a person the other day, and they were saying, you know, they were talking about having their own show here on Blog Talk. And they were like telling me, they're going, well, Michael, I just don't know, because what would I talk about? And I don't have my life together yet. I don't have everything perfect yet. But if that's what you're waiting for, to do something in the metaphysical world, you're never going to do it, because you're never going to have everything together. You're never going to be totally perfect. And the one thing I told them is, because I asked that question to Spirit one day. When I first started doing this program, I asked Spirit, I said, you know, why me? What are you doing here? What are you trying to do? Because I don't have all the answers. I don't have my life all together all the time. And I'm doing the best I can, but I don't have it perfect yet. And Spirit told me, he said, well, Michael, that's why. Because you don't have it all together. You don't have it perfect. And that you're real. And that you're just down to earth. You're just who you are. And that's important. So, you know, that is the most important thing, is just to be you. You know, and maybe there's somebody listening to me right now that you're not where you think you should be. Or maybe you're not where other people think that you should be. You know, I think we get into that trap sometimes. But the one thing that I would tell you is just be you. You know, go back to the card that we pulled for the show today, the chocolate card. Nourish your body and your soul. Take care of you. And just be you. That's one thing that Spirit really started talking to me this morning about, is just be me. Maybe I don't have it all together yet. Maybe I don't always have it perfect. But the one thing that I am and always will be is real. And in the world that we're in today, I think that that's what we really are looking for, is real. You know. So let's go ahead and talk to my good friend, actually not very far away from me, in the state, the wonderful state of Kansas. Well, hold on. And Jean, hi.
Hi there. How are you?
I am good.
I've missed you.
Long time no talk. I know.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Last night I was thinking about a couple of people, and you're one of them. And the other person, the other person that I was thinking of, they actually set up a reading for later today. And I just found it interesting in how we manifest stuff. And so how can I help you today, Jean?
Well, I just like a general reading. I'm very sick right now. I've got the flu for the second time this year.
Oh, man.
That's, of course, on my mind.
Yeah.
I've been to the doctor, and he's given me pills, and I'm a lot better than I was yesterday.
Yeah. Well, the one thing, you know, the card that we pulled today, you know, talked about, you know, taking care of your body and stuff. So just one thing I would tell you that Spirit really wants you to do this weekend is really don't push yourself this weekend. Try just to Jill at home and you know, pull that blanket up and just, you know, just be. And so you just really need some rest right now. The one thing that I keep hearing is rest. Especially
you got that right.
and also it just feels like the last couple of months have been very emotional for you, and I feel like they've been really emotional for you, you know, your immune system went down a little bit and are making you more accessible. You know, worry does cause things to happen to our body. So I feel like that what happened here is that your immune system went down a little bit, and that made you more accessible to the flu bug this time around. Plus, the flu bug around this time around has been a little harder than normal to fight off. So I do feel like that this will pass, and I do feel like that you'll be better here soon.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah, the gold card, I'm using my color deck today. The gold card pops up here, and it says attach abundance. So the one thing that I really want you to do, Jean, is really start manifesting abundance. Not just not just money. A lot of times we think money is the, mm-hmm. the abundance that Spirit's talking about here. But I really feel like your spirituality is the same thing. And so I would really see all areas of your life abundantly, spiritually, financially, emotionally, everything in balance. Because I feel like that for the beginning of this year, things that just feel out of balance for you.
Oh, heavens, yes.
Yeah, and strengthen your
faith.
You're
right on track.
Yeah. So strengthen your faith is the next card, Lilac. And so really today they're focusing on your spirituality. I don't know if that's been slipping a little bit, but they're really focusing on your spirituality today. And today is Good Friday, but they're really focusing mm-hmm. on your faith. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. it's really easy for us to give up when things are slamming us, and it's really easy to get discouraged. And I feel like uh-huh. in the last couple of years you've been really battling that. Would you agree?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. But I got good news
can
for
I
you.
Can I ask you a question for Kathleen?
Yeah. Just let me finish this, and then.
Okay.
Because I got one more card I want to pull for you, and the Rejoice and Laugh card. It looks like next month, which is right around the corner, it's going mm-hmm. to be a month where you really start coming out of this funk you've been in for the last couple of years.
I hope so.
Yeah, so I definitely keep seeing it for you so you can see that. Now, you had another question for Kathleen, as you said?
Yeah, she wants to know when Jason's going to come home.
I don't see any time soon.
Oh, dear. I don't think I'll tell her that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I honestly don't see him anytime soon. I'm really sorry.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying.
Yeah. I understand. And sometimes, you mm-hmm. know, Spirit wants us, the one thing I would tell you, Gene, sometimes, you know, Spirit wants us to move on and we want to hold on to things that no longer benefit us.
Mm-hmm.
And we only see one resource, and that's what I feel like that she's stuck with. But right now, I don't see him coming home, and I'm really sorry.
Oh, dear. Well, he'll have to come home someday. He's just in time out, so
yeah.
He don't want to be there anymore, and we want him there.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a mess.
Yeah. But right now, I don't see it any time in the near future, and that changed.
Okay.
But right now, with what I'm seeing, I would say not anytime soon.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I also see something else popping up with him.
Well, that would not surprise me at all.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and that might be why I'm not seeing him coming home as soon as she
uh-huh.
thinks. I feel something else has popped up here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, Gene. Thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you so much. I've missed you, and I've missed the radio program.
All right. Well, we're
so
back.
So glad to hear you're back on.
All right. Thank you, Gene. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. And let's go ahead and talk to – actually, let's go ahead and talk to Melinda. And hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
My question is if you see me relocating anytime in the near future, and if it's going to be permanent or not, if I do end up moving.
Okay, yeah. Definitely see a move for you. Definitely looks like to me 2 months. It looks like 2 months out. So where Spirit's counting here would be April, May. I'd say about June, the beginning of summer. Definitely feel like a move. I do feel like it is a permanent move, and I feel like it's a necessary move for you. Actually, I feel like that things where you are right now feel very stuck or stagnated there, and you're ready for a fresh start and a new move. Does that make sense to you?
Makes total sense. Thank you.
Yeah, and I definitely see that for you. Let me go ahead and pull a card for you really quick, okay?
Okay.
And the card that I pulled for you is the orange card, and it on the bottom of the card it says nurture yourself. So the one thing I would tell you, Melinda, is really take care of yourself right now. I feel like that you've been focused on everybody else and not focused on what Melinda wants. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. That's been going on for maybe 4 years now, so it makes total sense.
Yeah, so now it's time with this move and everything that's about to happen in your life, it's time to really nurture you and take care of yourself and you know, just be a little bit selfish with, you know, yourself. And because if you can't take care of yourself, how can you take care of everybody else if you go down? You know what I'm saying? And so you got to really take care of yourself. And is there a new job? I keep seeing a new job on your path. Is there a new job coming up for you?
Yeah, it's kind of funny you brought that up. I might be relocating for a new job in 2 to 3 months. So
yeah, because I feel like that they're connected, and that's why I kept seeing that. Because I mentioned the move, and then I kept seeing this job. So I feel like that they're connected, and that would put you at the time period that I see this move. So I would definitely see this job popping up.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay. Let's go up and talk to Teresa from Kansas as well. Hi. A bunch of calls from Kansas today. Hi.
Hi. I'm so glad you're back on. I was at Jeannie's and I thought, well, gee, he's on again. That's great.
Yep.
I just want a general reading, please.
Okay, general reading. Actually, Spirit says you have a question. You have a question?
I have been having some health problems.
Okay. Why are you scared to ask about that? They're not serious, but you were a little bit afraid to ask.
I found out that I might have high blood pressure, so that's why I was worried.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything really with your blood pressure. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about, but, you know, I would definitely just keep, you know, working with your doctor on that. But let me go ahead and pull some cards for you, and let's see what Spirit has to say, okay?
Okay.
All right. The first card is the rainbow card. Actually connect to spirit and nature. So, you know, when you can get out, I mean, I know the weather's a little iffy today with rain and stuff, but when you can get outside, they want you to spend more time outside. You're spending too much time inside. And I know it's been winter and understand that, but they really want you to go outside and connect with nature. And also the purple card comes in here, develop mental clarity. There has been some confusion about some problems in your life, and you're going to have a more focus. I feel like this is around your daughter, just more clarity on what to do with the baby and the house situation and that whole thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the baby that's at our house or her baby?
The baby that's at her house.
At her house. Okay.
Yeah. And then also the plum card comes in here, and it talks about overcoming challenges. So the challenges that you have been going through in the last couple months, those things are passing. I feel like that next month, which is April, I feel like that this month is going to be that breakthrough month for you, where things really start popping for you, things start opening up for you. It's almost like I love springtime, because flowers pop open, and that's what's sort of about ready to happen here with you. Things are about ready to bust out, and things are going to start moving. It just feels like that the last 3 months have been very stagnated for you, just nothing moving. And so things are going to start really moving here. So I appreciate you calling in. Hopefully it helps.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Calling number to this program, 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316. That number doesn't change, so you can write it down, 347-327-9316. Let's talk to Rose, and let's see if she has a question. Rose, hi.
Hey, Michael.
Thank you for your help, and how can I help you?
Oh, you're welcome. I'd like to know just what do you see for my daughter and I with this spat?
Okay. The one thing that I would tell you is that she knows exactly, Rose, she knows exactly how to push your buttons. And there are just people that know how to do that. I have a few of those around me. And so she knows how to push. You allow that to happen, though. You allow her to push those buttons. And does that make sense? So what you need to do is when she does what she does, don't let it affect you. Don't let it bother you. And I know that's easier said than done, but she knows it's just a game that she plays. And And, you know, you got to take her piece off the board and say, I'm not going to play this game anymore with her. And when she does this, I would just hang up. I know she's your daughter, but also you need the respect. And if she can't give it, then I would not, you know, I would say, you know, she can't give you respect right now. You know, you can still love her and, you know, be there to listen to her. But I do feel like that, you know, I will tell you, it feels like another call is coming from her here probably by the end of the day. And where she's just going to keep on messing with you. And you got enough going on right now. You got a full plate. You don't need any more on there. So I
would think it's just a big game for her right now.
Yeah, right now this is just a game. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Yeah, okay. I mean we've been here before with her, and you've called in about her before, and I just feel like it's just the same old, and it's just to keep you stirred up, and you know, and not in and off balance. She's really good at getting you off balance, and you've been off balance anyhow for the last couple weeks. You cannot put any more emotional stuff on your plate right now. You're about to have some problems if you keep piling up emotions and not getting rid of some of this stuff. So my thing to you is I would just not really talk to her about this problem right now over the weekend here. And give both of yourself some time to, you know, regroup and rest. You need some rest. And so I would do some meditation on this, but, you know, it's just the same old with her right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I was wondering that because I think she's been playing games with her boyfriend, too. I think she's been playing games with him, too.
Yeah, it's just a head game that she plays with people. And, unfortunately, there's karma, and that comes back. That kind of stuff comes back. And, you know, there's just some people that do that. And unfortunately, one of them is your daughter right now. But I do feel like that she will come out of this phase and this past. But right now, you know, what she needs is somebody to just show her some tough love. But, you know, sometimes you have to do that. And so we still love her unconditionally. But sometimes, you know, tough love has to come into play here. And I feel like that this moment in time, that might have to come into play.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
I appreciate
you. No problem. All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Darlene, I think. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
I could just ask you if you have any messages from spirits for me.
Okay. It's very interesting because as soon as I heard your voice, I kept hearing the word courage. I don't know exactly where this is fitting in yet, but I kept hearing courage. I don't know, maybe you're feeling a little uneasy right now or about a situation. Maybe you're feeling nervous or unsafe because I kept hearing the word courage. And does that make any sense to you? Why would I be hearing that?
It does make sense. I'm learning to be an animal communicator, and they're probably telling me to just believe.
Yeah, and that's probably what's going on. Is just, you know, a lot of times we do, you know, sometimes we don't have that faith like we should, and sometimes we start doubting. And I think that's what they really want you to do is have courage in your abilities and your gifts and the stuff that's actually inside of you. Now,
right.
Did you ask a question or do you just want general reading?
Give me general.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and pull a card for you. The Torquise card, Awaken Your Empathy. The one thing that Spirit wants you to focus on is you're an empath. Do you know what an empath is? Somebody that picks up emotions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you really, you know, awaken that, you know, I feel like that's going to come more open for you. The one thing also you have to do is protect yourself over and over, because you're like a sponge. You pick up everything. And I do the same thing, so we got to be really careful about how much open we are. But put things in place, guard that right now. And the next card, it's very funny. I was talking about guard yourself, and the next thing is the protect yourself card popped up here. And so really, you know, watch your energy right now. I would say in the next 2 days, I feel like your energy is really just going to get bombarded. Maybe you're going to be around some people. I know that there's a holiday right now. Maybe you're going to be around people that you're normally not around. And because you are an empath, they're really focusing on be sure that you protect your energy field right now. Because there are some people out there that are energy vampires that just like to suck the energy out of us. And they don't do it on purpose, but sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I don't feel like a lot of people around you aren't doing it on purpose. They just do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And the next card is Revise Your Nervous System. I feel like your emotions have been a little off balance in the last few days, probably since Monday. Is that true? Just your emotions have been a little weird?
Yeah, everything's
kind of
been a little weird.
Yeah, I think everybody's going through it, really, honestly. I've been going through it, and I think everybody is getting slammed right now. So really just watch your emotions right now. Really guard that. You know, somebody's pushing your buttons. I was talking to Rose about this. If somebody's pushing your buttons, you know, try to avoid them. You know who those people are, so I would try not to spend a lot of time with those people right now, especially the next 3 days here, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday especially. Look a little rocky. As you go into next Monday, things do start getting better for you, and, clear mind, more things are more focused come Monday. But for the next 3 days, things are going to be a little kiltery here, off balance a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Man. Okay. Spirit just told me to slow down for a minute. So hold on. Let me see why. Let's go with... It's all about timing. And so let's go with Missy right now. Missy, hi.
Hi. It's good to talk to you today.
Well, I appreciate talking to you. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was just calling in. I wanted to know what's coming up for my love life.
Okay. Is there somebody around you now that you're interested in?
There's an ex that I'm not interested in, and then there's somebody that I am interested in.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Because I feel like that there was somebody pushing on your energy that you're pushing away with everything inside of you, and this is probably your ex trying to get back into the picture. Is that sort of what's going on? Because
absolutely.
I feel like there was somebody like knocking on your door that wants to come in, but you're not opening that door to them. You need to keep that door closed. You know that, but you don't need me telling you that. But that door is closed, and you need to make it perfectly clear that door's closed. The other thing that I would tell you is the person that you are interested in, I do feel like that they're interested in you, but I also feel like that they're picking up on this energy that's going on with your ex, and they're not sure where this is going. So you need to make it perfectly clear to your ex that that's done, and you need to make it perfectly clear to the other person that that's done, so they can feel comfortable with moving forward. Does that make sense? Because I keep feeling like that they're sort of knowing that there's somebody else around, and they can sense that, or they're not sure what's going on. And so, but this other person that I do see in your life, not your ex, but the new person, if you guys want this to be a long-term relationship, I definitely see it possible. So I would definitely move forward. You don't want to go backwards. So
now I have a question.
Okay.
The person that I'm interested in, I haven't really talked to in a good month.
Okay.
And we've never actually, this is somebody from, that I've known for a long time.
Right.
But, I kind of left it up in the air to whenever he's ready to contact me because of both of our lives and the timing and all that good stuff.
Right.
So,
right.
So what am I asking you? I don't even know what I'm asking.
Okay. Let me.
When are we communicating?
Okay. Let me see if I have the question here, because I think I know what you're asking me. Okay.
Okay.
So that's part of my job. So sometimes you don't know what you want to ask, but Spirit does. So what I think you're asking here is he going to contact you? When is he going to take that step towards you? Is that sort of what you want to know?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I would say here in May. I wouldn't see anything here in April, coming up in April, really. I feel like that there are still things that he's working out in his situation. But I feel like that here come, looks like about the second week in May, you should hear from him. There should be a phone call, and then there should be some kind of a date in May as well. Because I do see you guys together in May, but I do feel like a phone call will come first. But I wouldn't see anything until then. There's still a lot of stuff on his plate that he needs to work on.
Okay. So don't
Does
cross
make...
him out, is what you're telling me?
Excuse me?
I said you're telling me don't cross him out.
I would not check him off the list yet.
Okay.
I would keep that door open right now, okay?
Okay. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't shut that off yet. A lot of times we do that, and we think that things are not going to work out. We think, man, you know, what's the use? And then we almost give up right when we have that breakthrough. And so we got to be really careful about that. Patricia, you're on. Hi.
Hi. Just
Hi.
A general reading, please.
Okay. How's your day going?
It's going great so far. I've been waiting on a phone call interview, but haven't gotten it yet. So.
Okay.
I'm kind of stressing a little bit about that.
Yeah, you should, because it's funny, because I knew that you had a question, so I think that this is your question. so you know, it's funny how Spirit knows stuff about us. And so, and that can be nerve-wracking. I would say that you're going to hear something by the end of the day. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I would say
there's his light behind, right?
I would say within the next couple of hours here.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and so... and I do feel like that you have this job.
At the place I want to be?
Okay.
I'm applying for a principalship, and I've been assistant principal at Porter for a while, and I want to stay at Porter. I don't want to go to middle or high school or to another elementary.
No, you're not moving from the location
okay. Where
you are. I would
Great.
Be totally shocked.
Okay.
You deserve to move up. And you're good with kids. You're good with what you do. You're a good administrator. You have good quality leadership inside of you. And they're lucky to have you. And they're going to realize
well,
that
you.
Too. They're going to realize
thank
that. So yeah. So you keep on doing what you're doing. And I thank you for doing that because it takes special people to do that. And I'm glad that you're one of those. All right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Hopefully that helps.
That helps me a lot. Thank you much.
Okay. All right. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay. Yeah. Spirit knows what we need and what's going on with us, and that's the amazing part about Spirit. One thing I love about Spirit. Spirit knows exactly what we need. Ellen. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Glad I'm able to talk to you.
I'm glad I could talk to you. How can I help you today?
I would just like a general reading, please.
Okay. Are you sure you don't have a question? because people have been asking for general readings, and then I go, okay, I think you have a question. So, but yeah. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you, and let's see what's going on, all right?
Okay,
let's,
thank you.
Let's stay here. Okay, it's really interesting, Ellen. I am a medium, so I do have a presence that just walked in here with me. This is a male presence, and I feel like it's connecting with you. I don't know who this is yet, so we're just going to let him come in here, and we're going to acknowledge him at this moment, but I do feel like he's connecting. And he's coming across to me right now. He's coming across to me very father-like. Is your father on the other side?
Yes, he is.
Okay, because he's coming across to me as very fathery. But he's not coming across to me like you guys were really close. Were you guys close? Because he's saying,
not at all.
Okay, yeah, because he's saying that there was like a like, and that's why he was coming like, if you notice the word I said, father-like, Yes. You know, because it wasn't like there was ever a connection with you guys.
That is correct. Ever.
Okay. Yeah, it just felt like you guys didn't connect. I'm really sorry about that. And I feel like that he's coming across today saying that he's sorry that never happened. I don't know, that's totally up to you if you accept that. But, that's what he wants me to tell you, that he is sorry.
I accept his apology, and I've told him, I've tried to communicate in the past that I have forgiven him, and I'm really trying to get it out of my system. And I hold nothing, no grudge.
Yeah, and I think that's why he's coming forth today, to let you know that he is sorry, and then that you can close this chapter now.
Okay.
And so you can move on. And I think that's what he wanted to tell you, is that this is done. But he just wants you to know from his own mouth through me that he is sorry that he never connected. But it doesn't feel like he really connected with anybody.
That's one of the reasons it was easy enough for me to forgive him. It had nothing to do with me. It took me a while to realize that, but I did.
Yeah.
He has his own problems to take care of.
It was just him. And that's good that you realized that it was him and not you. It was just, he just could never connect, and that's sort of sad in a lot of ways. But he's okay now, and he wants you to know that as well. Let me go ahead and pull a card for you really quick as well.
Thanks.
And the Rose card, attached relationships. Now, are you in a relationship, a romantic relationship?
No, I would like to be, but I haven't met anybody.
Okay, I feel like you're going to meet somebody. It feels like summer to me. It looks like late June, early July. Somebody's coming in the path here. It feels like that this relationship more develops next year, but there is going to be a few dates this year, but it gets a little more serious next year. But this does look like a serious relationship for you.
Okay. That's good.
All right. I appreciate you calling in, and I'm glad I could help you today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's take a breather here for a minute. We're going to take a break. The psychic guy needs a break, which is me. And so we're just going to take a little break here. And if you would like to be a part of the program, I do have open lines. I do have a couple more calls ahead of you still. But you can be a part of the program by calling me at 347-327-9316. Before we take a break, let me give you some information. If you would like to set up a reading with me, a full reading with me, you can do that. And I do have time to do that this afternoon if you would like to do that. We will be changing our prices. Our prices are on sale right now and will continue to be on sale through April, but they will go up in May. So if you would like to have a reading with me, go over to my website. It's www.spirituallyawakening.com, www.spirituallyawakening.com, and set up a full reading with me. Like I said, those are going to go up in May. I would do it now. Okay. I know tax time is coming and all that stuff. I understand that. But if you would like to get a full reading, go ahead and go to the website. All right. You can also get hold of me, by email. You can write me at insightswithmichael@ymail.com. You can also write us at spirituallyawakenings@gmail.com. All right. All right. Let's take a break, and I'll be right back, and let's see what song we want to play. How about this one? We haven't played this one for a while. And Gene actually likes this song, and so I'm going to play this song. I haven't played it for a while, and so we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Don't be the first on the dance floor, the first to raise my hand, the first to state my opinion, the first to take a stand. I won't play it safe and wait for a sign. I'm gonna throw myself out there and let my light shine. Let it shine, let it shine. I'll let my big, bright, brilliant beam of radiant light shine. Ow!
carpe diem is my mantra. I practice kindness every day. I take time to connect. I take time to have fun. I want to know I've used up every drop before my life is done. So I shine. Yes, I shine. I let my big, bright, brilliant beam of radiant light shine.
Nice to talk with you. How can I help, ma'am?
I would love to have a message from the archangels today.
Okay. The archangels are telling me patience, patience, patience. Does that make any sense to you? Why would they be hollering patience?
Yes, I understand that very well.
Okay. Yeah, I think like me sometimes, you know, I want it right then. You know, it's like, man, I want it right now. And that's just how spirit works all the time. But what you've been wanting, June, the one thing that the spirits tell me is the one thing that you've been really wanting is coming within the next month. I would say in May, you're going to see major changes in your life. What those are, I don't know exactly. But they're telling me they're all positive changes. And so that's a good thing. We don't want any more negative changes. We want positive changes for you. You've gone through enough rough stuff. We want some really good stuff coming your way. Does that make sense? We don't
yes,
want any more.
Yes, very much
yeah.
so.
Yeah. It's like sometimes when I'm looking at you, it feels like you've been like stuck in a hole, or at least that's how you felt. Like you're just stuck somewhere. And
yes.
and the one nice thing, June, is that's done. Looks like as you hit May, doesn't mean that April is going to be bad, but it's just going to take some healing time. They also want you to heal. There's a hurt that you need to heal from. I don't know what this is. It looks like a relationship of some sort, but I don't feel like it's really a romantic relationship so much. It's more like a family issue.
How about husband?
Yeah, that could be that. It's just like a family. It's just like a family thing. It feels like somebody's ripped your heart apart a little bit. And so feel like that you need to do some healing on that. But it looks like I said, May looks really positive, and after May, things look really like they're going uphill for you. So that's pretty good. Now let me go ahead and pull one card for you really quick. The Sapphire card, regenerate your body. Just take some rest. It feels like you're just worn out. You know, just really tired. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so you really just need to take some time to June and just recharge your batteries. It's like, you know, car batteries sometimes have to be hooked up to battery chargers. and get some juice in there. You just need to hook up the spirit and get some more juice flowing. But things are getting ready to get better for you, so hang in there, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Glenn.
Thank you. I appreciate
your patience. And you have a wonderful Easter, sweetheart.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, Easter is coming up, right? Actually, Sunday, Easter. We will talk about Easter. We will be on air tomorrow. When, I'm not sure. Pay attention to the show page. That's the best thing I could tell you. But we will be on tomorrow, sometime tomorrow. And so we will not be on Easter. I usually take Sundays off. But we will be on, since we haven't been on for a while, we will be on tomorrow. And then we go from there. I'm going to be talking here in a few minutes, but before I do that, let's talk to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi. How are you doing? Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem.
I'd like any message or information pertaining to my sons, either one of my sons, how they're doing.
Okay. Is one of your sons really struggling with their relationship right now?
Yes.
Because I just feel like that this has been an ongoing struggle for him. Now, are they considering separating, or are they separated?
They were separated, and they just got back together. But I'm like really trying to, he had a bad depression, but he seems better now. But I don't trust it.
Yeah, I just don't feel like, and I agree with you. I don't feel like that this is lasting. I feel like that that he really needs to get out of this relationship, and that he needs to move on with his life. Unfortunately, sometimes those things have to happen.
Right.
But I just feel like that this is just not going to last. I feel like that this is just a temporary fix to a more serious problem that he has, which is this depression that he battles. And I understand depression. I battle depression like crazy. So I understand it better than a lot of people. But I do feel like that he will come out of this depression that he's in. But I am concerned about his depression right now. I feel like he needs to talk to somebody about some things and get some of the stuff out of him. And, be a shrink or be a good friend, somebody just to listen to him. But I do feel like that he will be okay. But I feel like that also he's going to make some choices. I feel like that this relationship will have another split here and will lead to a divorce, I would say, by the end of the year.
Okay. Another year. Oof.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, by the end of this year, I feel like that by the end of this year that this thing is done.
Yeah.
So that's not very far off, you know. But he has to make those choices, and you have to respect the choices he makes. You don't always have to understand the choices he makes, but, you know, he's old enough to make his own choices. And it's hard to respect those sometimes because we know, you know, sometimes we can see what other people can't see. But, you know, one thing with my job, the one thing that I always, understand is that, you know, I just tell people what I see. And it's up to them if they make those choices. I can't make those choices for them.
Right. So. I know. I keep on talking, and that's all I can do.
Just be there for him, because really the one thing that he really needs from you right now is unconditional love, no matter what he's doing. He just really needs somebody to know that they love him and that they're there for him, okay?
Yeah, he knows that, I think. But I appreciate your feedback very much, and I respect I think I heard you talk about your own depression at one time on the air.
Right. Yeah.
And I appreciate your feedback. And thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about that here in just a few minutes. Rosa, my phone lines are closed. Let's talk to James. James, you're my last call. Whoop. Hold on. I picked on Rose and not you. All right. There you go, James. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you, James?
I was just looking for a general reading to see what the angels and spirits have to say for me right now.
Okay. They're saying move forward. Without fear. They keep saying move forward without fear. It's really funny, James. I have an angel that has jumped in here, and they have a sword, and they're like cutting all this stuff away from you. It's like I don't know if you've ever been like in the woods, and sometimes they're like tree limbs that just feel like that they're like on top of you, and it feels like that this angel's just cutting away all the stuff that's just been like hanging over you, and letting you know that the feelings that you've been feeling, this maybe a little bit of depression yourself, are over. It's like they're breaking all these barriers out of the way for you, and that's awesome. I'm excited for you.
Oh yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, and then the one thing also. I got a card in front of me, and it's the Mauve card, and it talks about clear hearing. The one thing that Spirit really wants you to focus on, and your spirit guide really wants me to talk to you about, is listening. Okay? Your spirit guide's talking, but you're not listening. Okay? And so what you need to do is really listen. Sometimes you ask questions, and you don't like it when they say no. And, hey, I don't like that either sometimes. But sometimes the answer is no. And sometimes that no is good for us. You know, sometimes it keeps us out of problems, okay? And you and I have been around for a while, so we understand, sometimes that no is necessary. So pay attention to hearing right now. Definitely from spirit. The other thing, you've been having a lot of dreams. Have you been having a lot of dreams?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The spirit's saying that they're talking to you in your dreams. Pay attention to them, because there's symbols in those dreams that will help you here in the next 3 months. So what I would do, James, is get you a journal and start writing down stuff. Okay. It might not make sense to you right now, but there are hidden symbols in your dreams that's going to help you in 3 months. So those 3 months that they're counting is April, May, June. So something in July is popping up here that they're preparing you for now. So I would start writing down your dreams, because there are hidden symbols in those. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Hopefully that helps.
Thank you. That did. Thank you.
Thank you, James. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Now I get to talk for a while. 30 minutes. Okay, in this 30 minutes, I want to explain some stuff to you. Because one thing that I've always been on this program and always will be on this program is honest. I believe that you have a right to honesty. I believe that we all have rights to honesty. And so one thing that you always will get on this program is honesty. Okay? So here it goes. In the last week, since I've been back from Springfield, I had a wonderful time in Springfield, and I want to talk about something really quick with you all. Sometimes when we have those good moments, let's go to yesterday. Yesterday I got into my car, and I turned on a Christian radio station, and that's what I normally listen to. I love Christian radio. It's positive. It's uplifting. I love Christian music. I don't maybe always like everything in between the Christian music, but I do like the Christian music part. Okay. And so yesterday I was listening to it, and this guy came on between the songs, and he said, was talking about Jesus and how Jesus was tempted and how Jesus battled stuff. And usually those were at very high spiritual moments in Jesus' journey here on planet Earth. And when we have those strong, high spiritual moments, then we get hit hard after those. We're battling right now for our future, you and I. Our spiritual journey is rough right now for a lot of us. We're in battles. You might not be fighting the same battle that I'm fighting, but we're all in battles, different battles. And in the last week, I have been battling depression like crazy. I've been battling it ever since I can't remember, actually. But in the last week, it hit me hard. And, you know, because I was focusing on all the negatives. I was focusing on all the things that I thought I've lost. Like, I don't have my own house, and right now my car's broke down. And I could go on and on and on, and you could go on and on and on about all the stuff that's wrong with your life right now. But instead of focusing on what's wrong with our lives right now, why don't we focus on the positives? And I apologize. I have no reason to not have been on air. Except I just didn't feel like it. And that's not a good enough reason, in my opinion. So first of all, I want to apologize. Because also I want to apologize to some of my guests that I had scheduled. But I would have not have been any fun. I was and still am battling. I'm doing a lot better today. All I would ask you to do is to pray for me. And if you understand depression, then you understand what I'm going through. Depression hits and we don't always understand why. We don't understand it. Depression is one of those things that don't really have an explanation. That's why I don't have an explanation of why I wasn't on air, because there isn't any. And I can't tell you why it hit so hard this time, but it has hit really hard. But when we get to these places, we have to battle back. We have to fight back. And that's what I decided to do with this program today, is to fight back. I could easily be off air right now and be sitting outside feeling sorry for myself and everything that's going on in my life, but that's not what I choose to do with my time. I will do my very best to fight out of this and to continue moving forward, because continuing forward is the better choice. A lot of times when we deal with depression, we can give up and we can quit, but that's not a good choice. That's a bad choice. Because when you're in depression, when you are battling depression, the worst thing you could do is isolate yourself. So, first of all, I made the worst mistake you can make in depression by isolating myself in the last week. From you all, from a lot of my other friends that I have around me. So, mistake one was isolating. Okay, that's the worst thing that you could do when you're dealing with depression. Okay, if you know somebody that's isolating themselves, go talk to them, get them out of that house. I don't care if you have to drag them out of there, drag them out of there. Because the worst thing they could do is isolate themselves. Positive thing that I did is I started doing some walking, getting out in the sun. A lot of people battle seasonal depression. I don't really battle that so much. I just battle depression. It doesn't matter what season it is. It's here. And so it's just part of my makeup. And that's one thing that we also have to realize. Maybe you're listening to me right now, and you go, well, man, Michael, I can relate because I feel the same thing, okay? You feel the same thing, but we're not going to stay in the depression part of our lives, okay? That's just a part of us. That is not a part that has to rule us, okay? That's not a part that we have to give energy to, you and I. We don't have to give energy to that. We don't have to feed that. Mistake two, I started feeding it, okay? You're going, okay, if you know better, why don't you do better? Okay, Michael might be the wonderful spiritual leader and a great psychic medium, but Michael is also very human, guys. And I make mistakes, okay? I don't have it all figured out. I don't have it all perfect. I'm wrapped up in a little package and on stuff. I'm doing the best I can. Okay. But one thing I'm being is real. All right. So the other thing I did positive is I said, okay, enough is enough. Okay. So when you're in depression, you have to realize, okay, at what point are you going to start fighting back? It would be better if you started fighting back at step one when it first hits, but a lot of times we don't even realize we're in it until it's already taken hold, okay? And it's okay if you are already in that, okay? But it's not okay to stay there, okay? So how you get out is you fight back. You figure a way that you can get out of this. The way that I get out of it is to come here and to do a show and to get into spirit and to talk, okay? Because in sharing my stuff with you all, you see that I'm human, and you can also see how I understand where you are, because I battle the same stuff, guys. I fight the same stuff. Okay, and I give you tools when I figure out how to get out of this stuff, okay? So, if you're in depression right now and you're listening to my voice, first of all, I want to say that I'm sorry that you're doing that right now and you're dealing with that, but I understand, okay? Now, the one thing that you need to do is choose to stay there or choose to get out. It is a choice. Okay? For a lot of us. I know there are some people that have battles. And like I said, I've always dealt with depression, but you can get out of the battles. I call them battles because that's what they are. They're fighting to destroy you, to get you off balance, to get you not where you need to be, not into center, not into your spiritual you, to get into your head and into your emotions. Okay? A lot of times, there are a lot of people that have emotional breakdowns, okay? They call it, I'm going to say that again, emotional breakdown, okay? Because they get overwhelmed emotionally. It just piles up and piles up and piles up and piles up, and then there's a break. My mom, when I was younger, had an emotional break because it just kept pancaking and pancaking and pancaking, and she didn't really know how to deal with it, and so it just broke. So maybe today you're at a place of breaking. Maybe you're at a place that you just don't know. And there's lots of things going on in my life that you guys don't know about. But the one thing that we have to focus on is we focus on the positive. We focus on spirit. We focus on, okay, I've been here before. Spirit got me out of this, and it will happen again. But what we can't afford to do is to ever say, give up. I give up. Winston Churchill once said, never, never, never quit. I believe it was him. Never quit. Yeah, the battles get intense. But the one thing that we cannot be afraid of, and the one thing that has been a problem in our country, and the one thing that I want to change in our country, is people talking about depression, talking about stuff like this. Because it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just a part of us. It's a part of our makeup. We have to break those things that we put in place that says, okay, well, if we talk about depression, if we talk about that, what are people going to think? I really don't care what people think too much. That's another thing. We got to get past that. You know, I appreciate you, loving me and caring about me and stuff like that, but also I know that, you know, sometimes we have to share stuff to help. Stuff that we don't really want to talk about. But my depression is part of me. It's not me. And once we see that, and once we realize that, it's better. It's a part of me, and it's a part of me that I'm trying to heal, and a part of me that I'm trying to get rid of. But it's a part of me that is here at the moment. But it's not a part of me that will always be here. And that's you know, a good thing to know. And that's what gets me through these battles, because I know that they're just battles. They don't last forever. They come and they go, and sometimes they're a little more intense. But it's part of what happens to me. Because unfortunately, on our planets, there's good energy and there's energy that doesn't want our lights to shine. There's an energy on this planet right now that would want me to shut up. There is. There's an energy that would just want Michael to be quiet. But I want to say to that energy this. No way in am I going to shut up. Because for whatever reason, I believe that I'm here to help you. And in helping you, I help me. And in helping me, I help you. Does that make sense? I think it does. We're in this together. And you know, a lot of times people say, why do you share these things with us? It's because I didn't know that I'm human. But I'm also a spiritual being having a human experience. And sometimes those human experiences that we have to go through as spiritual beings sometimes are not fun. Sometimes they stink. Sometimes it's like, But they're experiences, and in those experiences are learning lessons. Are things that we learn about ourselves, things that we learn about the world around us, and things that we learn about people, other people. You know, I wish that I didn't deal with depression. I wish I didn't, but I do. And maybe I chose this to learn about how to deal with it better and how to help you deal with it better. And in the days to come, we're going to talk about some things. And one thing that you're going to see on my website on Spiritual Awakening and links, you're going to start seeing, I'll give you a heads up, you're going to start seeing sites where you can get help if you need help. So today, I want to tell you, if you're dealing with depression and you're sad today, and maybe you don't feel like that there's any hope, here in a minute, I'm going to pray for you and for us. And for me. But the one I want to tell you is don't give up. If you need help, please go to your computer and type in suicide hotline numbers. There's national suicide hotline number that you could call. If you're having a bad day, my suggestion is if you don't want to call a suicide hotline just to talk to somebody, you can talk to those numbers without ever telling them who you are, okay? I've called them in the past and talked to them. And so if you're having a bad day, you want to talk to somebody, okay? But if you don't want to do that, there are simple steps you can do. Okay? First of all, get out of your house. Right after the program. Don't leave right now. Okay? But right after the program, if you're depressed, get out of your house. Okay? I don't care where you go. Go someplace positive, though. Don't go to a bar. That's not going to help you. Go someplace positive. Go to a park. Just go for a walk. Walk around your neighborhood. Clear your head. A lot of times it's your head talking to you. The one thing that you know is going on right now with our energies is the one thing that a lot of us are battling right now is our emotion. A lot of us are dealing with emotional stuff right now. More so now than ever before. And you're going, well, why, Michael? Why are we doing this? Because we have to get rid of this stuff. You know, we have to let go of the past. Our past is our past. But for a lot of us, we're making our past our future. Our past is our past. And that's where it belongs, in our past. Not in our present, not in our future, in our past. We can't do anything about it. It's done. It's over. But a lot of us keep beating ourselves up. My question is why are we doing this ourselves? You know, my spirit guide the other day said, Michael, why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you doing this? And I didn't have a good answer for my spirit guide. I just said, I don't know. I don't know. My grandmother, when she was alive, used to say, I don't know. She'd ask you a question, you would get smacked. Because I don't know is not an answer. And I don't know. I didn't know. You know, the one thing that I can tell you is that I am better. I will continue to fight forward. And I will be better and better and better. And I know that. But I wanted to tell you today where I've been, what I've been going through, and to be honest with you. I believe that I've done that. Again, I am sorry for not being here. It won't happen again. You guys have a great weekend. And continue to do what you guys do best, and that is be you. And you know, and there's parts of all of us. One thing I want to say before I go off air tonight or today is that, you know, there's parts of all of us that maybe we don't like, but they're a part of us. They're not all of us. Okay, I want to be perfectly clear on that. There might be parts, I'm going to say it again, there might be parts of you that you don't like about yourself. And that's okay. All right? But that's just a part of you. That is not all of you. And also, there are parts of you that are very human. Okay? Please listen. You are in a human form, having a human experience. But you are and always will be a spiritual being. Okay, please listen. This is good stuff. All right, please listen. So, yeah, maybe you'll have a bad day here and there. Maybe you'll yell and scream and kick and stomp and throw stuff, but that's just a one-day thing, and that's just part of you. That's not all of you, and that will pass. Because inside of each one of us is a wonderful being that wants to shine out. I love that song, Shine, Let It Shine. That's what we have to do. And that's what I promise you right now that I will do. But I need your prayers. And I will pray for you, and you will pray for me, and we're going to pray right now, actually. All right, so let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you, first of all, for just being you. And for loving me, no matter what. That's awesome. And I appreciate it. Father, Mother God, I thank you for this program. And I thank you for giving me the strength to do today's program. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for the listeners that listen to me today. And I thank you for the people I've helped today. And I thank you for the abilities that are inside of me. And I thank you that I'm having a human experience. And maybe some days, Father, Mother God, I want to scream and kick and yell. But this too will pass. Father, Mother God, let me learn better of how not to let people push my buttons. Father, Mother God, teach me to be more patient. Hold on for just a second. What can I say? Live radio. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for even interruptions like that, that teach us how to be more patient with ourselves and with people around us. Father, Mother God, we don't live in a perfect world yet, but in a perfect world's coming. So, Father, Mother God, let us lighten up on ourselves a little bit. Don't let us be so hard on ourselves. When we screw up, we screw up. But we don't stay there. We move forward. When we have bad days and when we don't get it right, you still love us? The question is do we love us? Let us love us better. When those tapes that we don't like that play in our head, Father, Mother God, teach us how to shut those off better. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for the pushing button people that push our buttons sometimes, because they have a purpose. And that purpose, maybe we don't always like it, but that purpose, when they're pushing our buttons, is teaching us something about ourselves. Make us a little stronger. Father, Mother God, I thank you for the depression that I battle, because that's a part of me. And you want me to love all of me. So today, I thank you for that, because in battling this depression that is a part of me, I grow. And I learn things that will help me, but things that will also help other people. So I'm not ashamed that I battled depression. Because I know that this too will pass. And the sun will come out again, and the birds will sing again, and the flowers will grow again, and this too shall pass. For in every season you're with us, and in every situation you're with us. For you are and always will be in us. And I thank you for that. And I say namaste. And I say amen. Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. You can set up full readings with me over on my website, www.spirituallyawakening.com, www.spiritualawakening.com. I will be having another event, actually, where I live. And we will be in Pittsburgh, Kansas on April 20th. It is a Saturday. I would love to see you here in my hometown. And we will be here on April 20th. You can find that information on our website at www.spirituallyawakening.com. If you need me, you can get hold of me by writing me, Insights with Michael, YML.com, Spiritually Awakenings. You sure you get S in Spiritually Awakenings. There's an S. Spiritual Awakenings. gmail.com. All right. Thank you. We will be here tomorrow. Happy Good Friday. If you celebrate, happy Good Friday. So I could never really understand Good Friday, but that's okay, I guess. That's okay. But have a good one anyhow. All right. And we will see you back here tomorrow. Thank you for everybody that's called in. Thank you so much. Hopefully I helped you today. If you would like to get more information, maybe, you know, I didn't give you all the information I had probably for you. You can set up readings with me. All right. We'll be here, like I said, tomorrow. So we'll see you then. All right. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and find a song to close out with. And how about this one? And we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
You're not there. You can't hear me.